Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance. They kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears pink smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. Evening at the beach house. Grace sits alone at the round table with a martini and cocktail shaker.
Marge? Hi, it's Grace. Listen, I can't do the silent auction because it's being sponsored by the law firm. Well, because Robert is divorcing me. Because he is a homosexual.
In the studio, wearing paint-smeared overalls, Frankie holds a paintbrush. She dabs it in black paint and faces a blank canvas. Holding the brush like a pointer, she tilts her head back and closes her eyes. She regards the white surface and holds the brush out. Deliberately, she paints. Pulls the brush back, then paints again. Two black dots the size of 50-cent pieces adorn the work. The right one is slightly larger than the left.
With Saul. Yes, that's Saul. Yep, I guess so. Yeah, better go ahead and get that, okay. Yeah, bye, Marge. Bye-bye.
She crosses out silent auction in her planner. She flips through several other pages of crossed-out entries. In the studio, with elbows on a nearby table and the brush in one hand, Frankie stares. Standing further away, she tilts her head. Seated, she regards the canvas. Standing, knees bent with her chin in her hands, she stares. She stands, nose nearly touching it. A distance away, she turns, then whips her head around to it. Two dots.
You want to play the tough guy, huh? That's how you want to do it? Okay, I can wait. I've got nowhere else to be. Well, jury duty, but that's not till October.
At Roberts.
What's Mallory's food problem du jour? Her gluten or meat, I can't remember.
Right, no. Something ridiculous.
Corn, maybe? Nothing doesn't have corn. I have to rethink the whole dinner now.
Saul, it's not till tomorrow. We got plenty of time, and it'll be fine. Families have had a million dinners together. The girls adore you.
That was before they found out I was going to be their new stepmother.
Saul, you're making me nervous. Say, do you remember the way Grace used to fold the napkins and the bow ties sometimes? Do you know how she did that?
No idea.
I should wash these before we use them.
You're using china? We're going that fancy?
Just think people are on their best behavior when they eat off china.
Clearly, you've never raised boys.
Saul extracts a bottle of wine from a shopping bag.
Ah, jeez. Coyote, I forgot.
We haven't thought this through.
We're thinking it through now.
There's something else we're forgetting.
Saul, it's just a dinner. You might forget something, so what? It's fine. They're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine.
Oh, I know we're gonna be fine, because I'm gonna open the bottle of wine we're not serving to Coyote.
Well, you're not gonna drink it alone.
I love the dear silver that shines in your hair and the brow that's all wrinkled and furrowed with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Mother McCree.
At the beach house, Frankie enters, then stops. The wicker chairs are on the round table. Frankie bends over. Grace is on her elbows and knees on the rug.
Do we have a poltergeist?
Worse. Nothing better to do.
So what is it that you are doing?
I'm trimming the rug.
Because it grows so fast. Huh? Get your scissors away from my rug.
Fine, fine. Go alphabetize the spices.
No, they're in order of how often we use them. Leave the allspice in the back where it belongs.
You know what? I think your painting's calling you.
No, it isn't. We're not talking right now.
Grace continues into the kitchen. At Robert's, Saul wakes. He looks over at Robert, who sleeps on his side with his back to Saul. Saul smiles. He moves close and drapes an arm over Robert. At the beach house, Frankie lies on a chaise on the patio just outside the open French doors. She reads a book, Toxic People. Grace descends in a blazer and slacks.
Hey, where are you going?
I've made a monumental life decision.
What's the matter with the ignition?
I've made a life decision.
Oh, where are you gonna go fishing?
Listen, if you want to talk to me, come in here. You have got to get a hearing device.
How do you expect me to hear you when you're shouting from the other side of the house? What were you saying?
I am going back to work.
Good. Where?
To my company.
The one you gave to Brianna?
The one I built from nothing.
Okay, brava.
Where's my phone?
Miss.
Huh? Oh.
So, where's Brianna gonna work?
You know what? I'm gonna go.
Oh, can I come with you?
Get your own job.
I've got a job.
Yeah, teaching convicts.
Oh, we call them rehabilitated former offenders.
Is this what we're calling them now? It's good to know.
I like the idea of going fishing. I don't like to kill the fish, though. I guess I could throw them back, but I don't have a boat. My friend Todd has a boat. Where is Todd? All right, he died. I should call his wife. Where's my cell phone? I'll call it. What's my number?
Bud's on his phone.
Should we tell Mom?
Are you nuts? It's just gonna make her feel bad.
I feel weird.
It's all weird, Bud.
Coyote bikes.
Our father and his boyfriend are having their children over for dinner.
I can top that. The love of your squandered life is going to be there, probably with her husband.
Shit.
In an office.
You do realize Coyote is going to be there, right?
Okay, I don't want to talk about Coyote.
I know, I do, though. Is Mitch coming?
No, my husband will stay home with the kids when the babysitter suddenly gets sick.
You know what? Maybe I'll get sick, too. Or maybe I'll just hang with Mom.
If I'm going to this dinner, you're going. And Mom can't know about this. If you breathe one word of this to Mom, I will tell her who really killed Dimples.
Will you stop throwing that fucking hamster in my face?
You don't have to go.
I do have to go. I have to talk to Mallory. And it's important for Dad. And new Dad. Robert Dad.
I smell the trigger. You gonna be okay?
I'll even out by the third vodka.
That's not funny yet.
Bud gets in his car. His hand reaches for his coffee on the roof of his car.
Just don't talk to Mom for the next 2 days.
Okay, what if she calls?
If she calls,
don't lie like a pussy. Sell it.
Wait, is this one of those things where you tell me not to tell her and then you get to tell her and you get to be the hero?
Hi, Mom.
Oh my God, let me talk to her.
This is different. Lovely.
Have a seat.
Grace falls into a fur-covered beanbag chair.
So glad you stopped by.
Yeah, me too.
So, what's up?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about it lately, and I've come to apologize.
Apology accepted. What did you do?
I handed you this business, and I abandoned you. You know, I took a competent, no-frills money manager and thrust her into the rough-and-tumble world of beauty products.
Not exactly the Thunderdome here, Mom. And you know we're up 15% this last quarter.
That's wonderful, honey. But here's what I'm thinking. I want to try to make it up to you by offering you something you could really use.
A boyfriend who doesn't talk?
No. Me. I would love to come back to work here.
She leans back, then immediately sits up.
Oh. I mean, you'd still be CEO, but it just feels like a natural fit for us, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you retired. We had a party, there were shrimp cakes and speeches. Margaret cried.
Do we have a problem here?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We've gone in a different direction and that took capital. I don't know if I have the money to hire someone else.
What do you mean different direction?
Oh, gosh. I mean, more relevant?
Are you implying I'm irrelevant? Because that would be interesting, given that my face is all over the darn box.
I know. Only until the fall, though.
Grace picks up a box from Bree's desk.
You replaced my face with a plant?
In the studio, Frankie eats ice cream and regards the two dots. An ad in the newspaper. Art teacher wanted for La Jolla Assisted Living Facility. Prefer experience and MFA. Ask for William.
See, we're going for a more youthful customer, and she's urban, and she's active, and she responds better to a plant than a face.
I've been erased.
I'm sorry, Mom, I should have told you.
Help me, damn it.
See, I don't think I can.
No, out of the chair.
Oh. Grace holds out an arm. Bree picks up Grace.
This is what I know how to do.
God, Mom, I know.
Well, so?
So I can't.
I don't understand. Why not?
I can't because if you're here, no one will see me. You're a big presence. You cast a giant shadow. I could never come out from underneath that. If you came back here, I'd be completely invisible. I don't think you know what that feels like.
I think I'm beginning to. Well, would you at least let me take you to dinner?
I wish I could. I've got a thing.
A thing?
Don't ask.
FYI, childbirth was easier than getting out of that chair.
At the assisted living facility.
I personally prefer working in oils, although watercolors are more forgiving as we age.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, this is the dining room.
Oh, salad bars usually freak me out. But this one seems sanitary.
Well, you know, you're welcome to have all your meals here, if you like. We've got kosher options and vegetarian.
Is it that obvious?
Oh, your shoes.
Oh, I do have my MFA, an online MFA. I'm a phoenix.
Oh, good for you.
At the beach house.
Hello.
Hi. Can you be nice to me?
Okay. I love you. You're so pretty. I gotta go.
Get Mal. Am I irrelevant?
Mom. Not to me. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
At the assisted living facility.
I like it here. This could work.
Oh, well, we would really like to have you.
Really? Oh, God, that is fantastic.
She hugs him.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay.
So, William, let's get down to brass tacks. How much?
Well, it'll be $10,000 a month.
To teach art?
Art. Wait, art?
You placed an ad for an art teacher.
Oh, you're not Myrna Rosenblum, are you?
I was supposed to give her a new residence tour at 2 o'clock.
To live here? Oh, my God. Do I look like I need a bed with a motor?
Oh, well, people are taking really good care of themselves these days.
No, no, I have taken terrible care of myself. I am young.
She backs into a woman with a walker.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me. My joints are supple.
She squats and rises. At Robert's, in the kitchen, Saul wears an apron. He sets a dish on the island. Robert hurries in with two bottles.
The girls are here.
I swear we're forgetting something.
Robert shrugs.
Anyway, here we go.
Wait.
Robert picks lint from Saul's gray sweater.
Now, here we go.
Outside, Bree reaches for the doorknob.
What are you doing? I'm having dinner with my gay dads. You?
You can just walk in there. It's not your house anymore.
Okay, I lost both of my virginities in this house. It's my house.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Bree enters and hugs Robert.
Welcome.
We're so glad you came.
She hugs Saul.
Hi.
Hey.
Excuse me.
Saul and Mal hug.
Brought you chocolate. It's from both of us.
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
There's vodka inside. Have you guys had those?
No.
You wouldn't think chocolate and vodka, you know, go well together, but it's like mac and cheese. just works.
In the kitchen.
Well, you both look great.
Oh, no, I look like shit, but thank you.
Would you like something to drink?
Bourbon.
Scotch, please.
No, we're not serving alcohol tonight.
Are you kidding?
Mal rips open the candy and eats one.
Knock, knock.
Hey.
Hey, oh, guys.
Hello.
Bud, welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Dad. Hi.
Hi, Odie. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Bree.
What's up, Broseph? That's what I'm going to call you now.
No, you are not.
Mm-hmm.
Mal?
Broseph?
Who would like some sparkling apple cider?
Ah, oh, geez, that's because of me. It's fine. Please, everyone drink. Enjoy.
See? Straight from the alcoholic's mouth. He says it's fine.
Thanks, Coyote, but it's okay. Everybody's needs have been considered tonight. Mal, the breadcrumbs are gluten-free. You're special, too.
Mal, come here.
Mal.
Coyote pulls her from the room.
Mal?
I am not engaging with you.
You're not engaging?
No.
Okay, I have no idea what I did that night.
Are you kidding me?
No. I was on a cocktail of tequila, cocaine, and nonstick cooking spray.
You guys, there's cheese. Just a second. Wow. Let me refresh your memory. After mowing down my mailbox, you proceeded to get out of your car and start shouting at the top of your lungs, "Mal, don't marry Mitch. It doesn't have to be me, just don't marry Mitch," which manages to not only scare my children, but really piss off my husband, who, by the way, I had already been married to for 7 years.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It's really, really bad.
She nods.
Let's go, everybody. Phone's in the box. Phones.
God, I thought you only did this at your house.
This is his house.
I need a drink or I need my phone. You have got to give me something.
We hid a bottle of Chianti.
Behind the toaster.
Good enough.
Let's eat!
In the studio. Staring at the two dots, Frankie eats. She smears the green food on one dot, then the other. She scoops more green food. She adds a handful of other foods. She uses both hands. She punches the painting. The dots have acquired a round green face. Grace enters, a martini in hand.
Did you steal my scissors?
Yes.
Well, can I have them back?
Will you stop trimming the rugs?
Yes.
Grace looks at the painting, tilting her head.
That's not bad. What is it, an otter?
It's my fucking day. Did you get your job back?
No, I decided it's not me anymore.
Grace shrugs and leaves, closing the door behind her. Frankie turns to the painting. She hits it. At the dinner table, Robert sits at one end of the table, Bud at the other. Saul sits to Robert's left.
How'd you get the almond to actually stick to the chicken?
Interesting. Egg whites.
There are eggs in this?
You have a problem with the eggs, but not the chicken? It's classic.
It's just egg whites, no yolk. And then you just grind up the almonds with a little paprika.
He's like a magician in the kitchen.
Robert smiles at Saul. Mal frowns.
Do you think it's dry?
A little.
I think it's perfect, babe.
Robert squeezes Saul's hand. In the beach house, Grace plunges the sink.
What are you looking for?
Nothing.
You're looking for those cigarettes. I threw them out.
Shit. I'd give my good knee for a cigarette.
Me too. I haven't had a cigarette since smoking was good for you.
Shall we?
Mallory, would you engage me in the assault, please?
Excuse me.
Coyote gets up.
Mallory, I cannot deal with all of this right now. I can't deal with that. And I can't deal with you. And my mother has taken every single Valium out of this house.
I know. I want drugs too. But we have to figure a way to deal with all of this without that and without storming out of the room.
Advice about all of this from you right now. That can't be right.
No, I'm afraid it is. We're step people now.
No.
I'm sorry, but we're blended. We have to be civil.
No, I don't. I just came here to pee. I didn't come here to work anything out with you. So just let me go so that I can pee. Please.
I think it's going okay.
Robert and Saul remain at the table. In the kitchen, Bree drinks red wine.
You need help?
With what?
With dessert. Isn't that what you came in here to do?
Oh, no. I am not doing that. Mm. I came in here so I don't have to be out there. Mm. By the way, why would you bring dessert in, like, 7 different containers? Go to the grocery store, like a normal person, buy an Entenmann's.
What's your problem?
Nothing. It's just... why are we talking about the almond meal chicken in there? Oh, that's how you get the almond to stick to the chicken? Yeah, but you have to use egg whites. Oh, well, egg whites makes it okay that our mothers are home alone and heartbroken.
Everyone's just trying their best, Bree.
Is that why you gave that elaborate toast?
It was the kiddish.
Oh.
What did you think was gonna happen tonight?
I don't know, but don't you think it's weird that no one is talking about this? It's like we have flash forward 5 years into the future and everybody's cool with Dad and Saul?
I am cool with it.
Oh, really? You're cool with it? Would you be cool with it if they'd been cheating with women for the last 20 years?
I don't know.
Please, there wouldn't be cake. There'd be blood or bullets, something. For sure, we wouldn't be talking about the chicken.
Do you think you're the only one that's having a hard time? Up until a week ago, I was under the impression my parents loved each other. Now I'm losing my family. I'm losing Jewish Christmas Eve, and picketing Walmart, and camping.
I forgot you guys all liked each other.
Well, we had to, except in a 4-person sleeping bag.
Really?
No. I'll carry the cake. Will you carry the coffee?
No.
Thanks.
Bud carries both. At a market.
Hey, sir, we're still waiting. Cigarettes? Oh, excuse me. Hey, excuse me. Damn it to hell. Oh, excuse me.
I don't work here.
Then how do I get you fired?
This is Mom's favorite. You remember Mom, right?
I remember my mom. She used to live here.
Enough, Brianna.
It's okay. Clearly, they need to express something. Are your mothers upset that you came over?
My mother doesn't know I'm here. I told her I had a thing and I couldn't talk.
I'm at an AA meeting.
I'm racked with guilt.
Why wouldn't you tell them you were coming here?
Are you really asking that?
Yes, I am.
They're gonna find out you came here, and they're gonna think we told you not to tell them, and they'll assume you're taking our side.
I'm sorry. Is there some kind of manual that we didn't get that tells us how to act in this situation? Because you two seem to be the only ones who know the rules.
We just think you should have been honest.
I'm sorry, are you trying to be ironic?
No, I'm trying to be your father. You don't have to point out to me that I hurt your mother. I know she's been hurt. Lying only makes it worse. They've been through enough.
Because of you! I lied to my mother for the first time in my adult life because of you, and I'm not even allowed to be mad.
Why not?
Because you're gay! If you've been fucking around with women for the last 20 years, we wouldn't even be here eating cake!
Say it in there and it comes out here.
So we are not eating cake.
He picks up the remains of the three-layer cake and walks off. Saul looks down. Robert places his hand over Saul's.
Brianna, would you pass the cream, please?
Mal passes it to him.
Thank you, Mallory.
You're welcome, Coyote.
Okay, stand back. I'm about to lose my shit. Sir, could we get some cigarettes over here for crying out loud?
A guy in a dark green polo shirt walks over. He waits on a young blonde woman.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
It's a beautiful night.
Excuse me.
It is. How can I help you?
Excuse me. Are you in a coma?
This is a place of business, right?
Do you have lottery tickets?
Sure do. How many?
Just two, please.
You.
Just two.
You, okay. Sir. You.
Just two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. 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 What kind of animal treats people like this? Do you not see me? Do I not exist? You think it's all right to ignore us? Just because she's got gray hair and what? I don't look like her?
Grace points to the blonde.
I mean, this poor woman needs a pack of cigarettes and she doesn't have a lot of time left. Get us a pack
of
cigarettes.
Let's get out of here, Grace.
Yes.
Come on.
Rah.
Let's go.
No.
For God's sake, this way.
Oh.
In the car.
Okay, that lacked poise. And I'm sorry.
Frankie lights up.
But I refuse to be irrelevant.
It's okay, I learned something. We've got a superpower.
You stole those?
Can't see me, you can't stop me.
Grace takes a puff.
Peel out, baby. You want to hit Citibank?
In Robert's study, he reads in bed. Saul climbs in.
I knew we forgot something. We forgot it was too soon.
In the beach house.
I didn't hit a skunk. It was a black and white bucket.
Then what was that smell?
The cake sits on the table with a note.
What the heck is this?
Grace picks up the note. We love our moms.
I can't read it.
You can eat it. It's a cake. It won't kill you.
Cut to black.
I'm a passenger. I stay under glass.
Up next, the funeral. Emotions run high when a funeral throws Grace, Frankie, Robert, and Saul together in public for the first time since the split.